This exhibit is 13 feet long, about 4 feet tall, and reads from right to left. A blue sign with large white letters above the exhibit reads, "Work in Washington." The exhibit is arranged in 3 vertical sections. Starting on the right, the first section starts with black text on a green background. The text reads, "Leading on the Issues." A black and white photo blends into the background. The photo shows a newly elected Congressman Harkin meeting with Speaker of the House Carl Albert of Oklahoma. Text below reads, "Tom and Ruth took their small-town values to Washington, and they would spend the next 40 years in service to others, speaking for people whose voices are not always heard. A pragmatic progressive, Tom established a reputation for having a strong commitment to the issues and for holding firm to his ideals, while also reaching across the aisle to build bipartisan support through compromise. Ruth Harkin built an accomplished career as an attorney, international leader, and corporate executive." In the lower right is a color photo of the Harkin family at his swearing-in ceremony to the Senate. Ruth Harkin holds a Bible. A smiling Senator Harkin holds his youngest daughter, Jenny. Vice President George H.W. Bush and the Harkins' oldest daughter, Amy, smile at the senator. To the left of the photo is a quote from his Farewell to the Senate address, delivered December 12, 2014. The quote reads, "It has been said by a lot of pundits that the Senate is broken. No, it is not. The Senate is not broken. Oh, maybe there are a few dents, a couple of scrapes here and there, banged up a little bit, but there is still no other place in America where one person can do big things, for good or for ill, for our people and our nation." Moving left is a plexiglass box about 2 feet tall and 18 inches wide. Inside are 3 items: a brown nameplate embossed with the words "Mr. Harkin, Chairman." A caption card above it reads, "Committee Nameplate." Each member of Congress has a nameplate that is used during committee hearings or other committee meetings. This nameplate indicates Senator Harkin's role as the chairman of a committee. During his time in office, he served as chairman of the Agriculture Committee, as well as the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, or HELP, Committee. Next is a pen with a silver top and a black barrel. On the barrel is the presidential seal and President Barack Obama's signature. A caption card next to the pen reads, "Presidential Bill Signing Pen." When President Barack Obama signed the Child Care and Development Block Grant Act of 2014 into law on November 19, 2014, he gave this pen to Senator Harkin. Presidents often use multiple pens to sign legislation, and they hand them out to people involved as a way to share credit and acknowledge the contributions of others. This bill was one of 14 pieces of legislation the HELP Committee had enacted in the 113th Congress. Of the accomplishment, President Obama noted, quote, "It shows that Democrats and Republicans, when it comes to making sure our kids are getting the best possible education, are united," unquote. To the left, a long, narrow frame fills the length of the plexiglass box. Inside is a long sheet of paper with the words "Roll Call Vote" at the top. Handwritten notes read number 103 and conference report HR 2646. The remainder of the paper is a table listing senators' last names in alphabetical order. A column to the left of each name reads "Yays." A column to the right reads "Nays." Handwritten numbers are in both of the columns. At the bottom of the page, a handwritten tally shows 64 yays and 35 nays. A caption card next to the sheet reads, "Roll Call Vote Sheet." This sheet was used to record a roll call vote on a conference report for the 2002 Farm Bill. The conference report was agreed to by a count of 64 to 35. A roll call vote occurs when each senator or representative says yay or nay as their name is being called by the clerk. As chairman or ranking member, Senator Harkin shepherded multiple farm bills through the legislative process. Moving left, the next section in this exhibit presents a large timeline on a dark blue background. Across the top of this section, the title reads, "By the Numbers." House, 5,162 bills co-sponsored, 223 signed into law. Senate, 1,400 bills sponsored, 33 signed into law. Below is a timeline laid out on a horizontal line with dates, text, and photos above and below the line. The title reads, Lifelong Service to Others. Reading left to right, the first date reads, 1975 to 1985, Member of House Committee on Agriculture, Member of House Committee on Science and Technology. 1975, amends Foreign Assistance Act as a first-term congressman. 1976, restoring democracy in Chile. Below is a black-and-white photo of Senator Harkin and two other men in suits. The senator is wearing a sash. The caption reads, Along with two other congressmen, Harkin led a fact-finding delegation to Chile in 1976 to investigate reports of human rights abuses and to assess the impact of U.S. aid. During that trip, he uncovered Villa Grimaldi, a prison used by the Pinochet regime. As a senator, he used his role on the Appropriations Committee to secure funding for the NO campaign, the national referendum that ended the Pinochet dictatorship. In 2014, he returned to Chile, where he was awarded the Bernardo O'Higgins Award, the country's highest civilian honor for non-Chileans. Returning to the timeline, 1979, Ruth is the first woman appointed Deputy General Counsel at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. 1980s, farm crisis. Above this date is a black-and-white photo blended into the background showing Senator Harkin kneeling in a field of white crosses. The caption reads, Harkin and other senators from farm states planted white crosses across the street from the White House in Lafayette Park to demonstrate the number of farms that were lost each day. 1982, Ruth serves on the Mondale for President Fundraising Committee. 1983, Ruth joins Aiken, Gump, Strauss, Hauer, and Feld. 1986 to 1995, Subcommittee on Disability Chairman. 1987 to 1995, Chairman of Appropriations Subcommittee on Labor, Health and Human Services, and Education. 1993, Ruth is appointed to serve as President and CEO of the Overseas Private Investment Corporation, or OPIC. Above this date is a black-and-white photo blended into the background. This photo shows Ruth and Senator Harkin with their children and Janet Reno. The caption reads, Ruth Harkin is sworn in by Attorney General Janet Reno as the first woman to serve as President and CEO of the Overseas Private Investment Corporation in 1993. 1996 to 2000. Ranking Member on Appropriations Subcommittee on Labor, Health and Human Services, and Education. 1997. Ruth is the first woman to become a Senior Vice President at United Technologies Corporation. 1998. Ruth is the first woman on the Board of Directors of Conoco Petroleum Company. 2000 to 2002. Chairman of Appropriations Subcommittee on Labor, Health and Human Services, and Education. 2002. Chairman of Senate Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry. 2003 to 2007, Ranking Member on Senate Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry. Ranking Member on Appropriations Subcommittee on Labor, Health and Human Services, and Education. 2005, Ruth is the first woman on the Board of Directors at Bowater. Below that date is a black-and-white photo blended into the background of Ruth Harkin with Russian President Boris Yeltsin during an OPIC meeting. 2008 to 2009, Chairman of Senate Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry. 2008 to 2014, Chairman of Appropriations Subcommittee on Labor, Health and Human Services, and Education. 2009 to 2014, Chairman of Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pension. Above that date is a photo of Senator Harkin and Senator Ted Kennedy. The caption reads, After the passing of Senator Ted Kennedy in 2009, Harkin became the chairman of the HELP Committee. To the left of the timeline is a large gray box divided into two sections. The title reads, The Institute Today. Below, text reads, The Harkin Institute works to advance Senator Harkin's legacy through research and programming. What are we working on now? A title reads, "To inspire the next generation of public servants and ensure that internships are accessible for everyone, the Harkin Institute offers the DC Experience Scholarship and the Robert J. Waters and Patricia J. Beneke Endowed Washington, D.C. Scholarship to support Drake University students in their efforts to pursue internships in Washington, D.C. Both of these scholarships are nonpartisan in nature and cover housing accommodations and travel expenses. A color photo shows two young ladies smiling on a balcony with the United States Capitol in the background. The caption reads, "Interns find time to sightsee in the nation's capital when they are not working at their internship placements." The next paragraph is titled, "Congress Up Close." The text below reads, "The J-term course, Congress Up Close." Preparing to be a congressional staffer gives students an in-depth view of the intricate workings of a congressional office and helps put political theory into real-world practice. The course integrates hands-on assignments using the archival collections and culminates in a trip to Washington, D.C., where students experience a day in the life of various congressional staffers and attend meetings on Capitol Hill. Next to the paragraph is a color photo of four smiling college students, three women and one man, seated at a marble dais. The caption reads, "Students enjoy a Senate simulation at the Edward M. Kennedy Institute for the United States Senate in Boston." To the left of the exhibit is a sign that reads, "Archival Display, a gift from the Rasmussen Foundation in honor of Sandra and Jim Rasmussen." You can learn more at harkininstitute.drake.edu. The audio description for this exhibit was provided by IRIS, the Iowa Radio Reading Information Service for the Blind. You can learn more about IRIS at iowaradioreading.org. Your narrator has been Mary Frances Evans.